It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Is right. I live. I'm so excited to be able to get on the air. It is 1900 UTC on July 29th, 2022. I am back from a two-week trip. I brought along a computer and a cell phone so that I could be sure I had a backup. I had a way to broadcast and then a backup way to broadcast. But the fate or what is it? What did they say? The best laid plans of mice and men. The long story short is that I was gone on a trip and my computer failed. I spent most of the morning troubleshooting it. I was sitting here with the voltmeter messing with the adapter and then the connector, and then I took the laptop apart and was examining the board for shorts, and then I looked at the plug that was connected to the wall, and I saw that I guess through improper coiling, or maybe because of the way it was packed in the bag, but the actual cord, the part that plugs into the wall, it had basically been super stressed, and so the jacket of the wiring had come undone. And it looked like the wires themselves were damaged. So I fortunately had another cable, another power cord that had the same end on it. Plugged it all up. Boom. Laptop is charging. And so that looks like I'm not going to have to spend $1,000 there. Then my headphones to play that I usually use when I go do the show live at work. Those I must have left in a hotel room somewhere. So, alas. Now, though, we are here at home in the old, good old studio. And if you're listening, you should jump into comm over there in a non-radio. All you got to do is SSH over to sdf.org, then press G for launch comm, C-O-M, press enter, and press G for go to, and then type a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word, and then you'll be in comm, where all the cool people are, like X1 and Stug and Cyclax and AGK and RGConf. And Sinosphere. Lots of new people and lots of fun people. So, very cool. Happy to see everybody. We do have news. I do want to mention one other thing, and that is that I was given a sample tee from Stash Tee by one of my buddies. He just happened to have one. And it's, get this, Black Forest Black Tee. I don't know what exactly that means, but It smells very dark. It smells almost, it's got like almost like a coffee smell. So, hey, Jay LaMoth is here. Hello. I just didn't see you. Flipper88. I press R when I join up and then I go through it and see who's on. Oh man, I saw huge, amazing boats. I went to drove through Rhode Island, and oh man, there are some people with some money up there because I saw some boats that were bigger than houses. And then I saw some houses that were bigger than the school I went to when I was little. So, anyway. I just wanted to... let's go ahead here. I'm going to go ahead and just start. We should talk about news, because that's what we're here for. It is July 29th, 2022. And we'll start the way we always start, and that's
world news.
That's right, world news. And, of course, we always start with death and destruction. Death toll from powerful Philippine quake rises to 10 as rescuers airlift aid. The death toll from a major earthquake in the Philippines rose to 10 on Friday after 4 more bodies were found. Rescuers in Lubitaon in Abra Province retrieved the remains of the men on a section of road that was buried by a landslide during Wednesday's magnitude 7 earthquake. Landslides and collapsing structures killed 6 others in Abra and nearby provinces, the authorities had previously said. More than 150 people were injured. The powerful quake rippled across the northern provinces of the main Philippine island of Luzon, damaging thousands of homes, as well as toppling buildings and shaking high-rise towers 300 kilometers away in Manila. Emergency responders on Friday airlifted supplies to districts that have been cut off since a powerful earthquake struck the island this week. The military said it deployed personnel and helicopters to distribute relief goods to 7 isolated towns in Abra. If you have any membership problems or questions, all you need to do is jump over to Bboard on com or from SDF. Just run. Oh, thanks, AGK. Stash Black Forest Black Tea, dessert tea with all the decadence of Black Forest cake without the guilt. Ah, that's why it smells so chocolatey. Let's see what it tastes like. Oh, yeah, they've got some additional components to this tea. It feels like. Still too hot. We'll have to wait and see. But what I was going to say is, if you go to Bboard, you just run Bboard, B-B-O-A-R-D, from the terminal, and you just press G for go to and type requests. That's the plural of requests. You press P to post, and then you can create your post, and then I always press Control X when I'm done, and then I press yes to post, and somebody will reply. Usually how that goes for me. Hey, Tope, welcome. I thought it would be like Black Forest ham, like a special kind of tea that was made with a Black Forest style. Alright, so anyway, 10 people dead in the Philippines. Don't worry, this is something that particularly freaks me out. Horror at Hong Kong boy band concert as huge video screen falls onto performers. 2 dancers have been injured at a Cantopop concert in Hong Kong after a massive video screen suspended above the stage fell onto performers below. The concert on Thursday by Cantopop boy band Mirror was the 4th of the series of 12 scheduled concerts by the band held at the Hong Kong Coliseum. Video clips circulated on social media showed Mirror members Anso Lo and Eden Liu performing with a dozen dancers on stage when one of several suspended LED screens above the stage came crashing down. The falling screen appeared to be directly hit one dancer on the head and body before toppling over to another performer as the audience screamed in horror. The rest of the performers on stage rushed to help those hit by the screen. Police said they received a report at 10:36 p.m. about the incident and that 2 male dancers were sent to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in a conscious state. Local media reported the hospital said one of the dancers was in serious condition while the other was stable. Apart from the 2 performers who were injured on stage, 3 other female audience members were also reported as injured, police said. One of them felt unwell and was sent to the same hospital, while 2 others were in a state of shock but required no medical treatment. Hey, Ronald. Welcome. I'm going to post an image here. It's going to be at sdf.org/l/54. So that's sdf.org/l54. Welcome back, Cyclax. I posted this image because the screen is large, and I didn't quite grasp the scale of it till I saw the people there. Because it's like 2 people, it's a square screen, basically, and it's like 2 people long by 2 people long, which is so big. It's huge. Following the incident, the concert was halted and audience members were asked to leave the venue. The falling LED screen is the latest accident in the series of concerts. On Tuesday, one of Mirror's members, Frankie Liu, appeared to lose his footing and fall off the edge of the stage while giving a speech. An online petition about the safety issues of the Mirror concerts was launched the same night and has since garnered over 13,000 signatures from fans. Mirror is a 12-member group and skyrocketed in popularity in Hong Kong, has been credited with the revival of Cantopop and amassed tens of thousands of fans in the city. So yeah, it's just, hey, Argykomp. Oh, well, goodbye, Argykomp. But, Gateau Levu. Is that what a big screen TV is called? Very scary. One of the volunteering things I did was, I got to help. I was helping with like assembling some stage stuff, and so it's kind of like extra scary. All right. Next, come to us from the BBC. At least 8 people are dead after flash flooding deluged a swath of eastern Kentucky, and officials fear the toll will rise into double digits. Hundreds of homes have been wiped out by the disaster. The National Weather Service said more flooding was possible on Friday in the Appalachia region, including West Virginia and South Virginia. Fortunately, hey, Utsuho, welcome, welcome. Howdy. Very exciting, is, or surprising at least for me, is that I drove through Kentucky and West Virginia, but I was fortunate enough to miss the rain until I went through Tennessee. I got caught in rain in Tennessee both times I drove through. Russia gas cuts stoke Asia's energy security fears. Analysts say disruptions to Nord Stream 1 pipeline could accelerate move away from liquefied natural gas in the region. The latest cut in Russian natural gas flows to Europe threatens to further destabilize energy security in Asia and could accelerate a move away from liquefied natural gas in the region. On Wednesday, Russia's state-run energy giant Gazprom cut gas supplies to Europe via Nord Stream 1 to just 20% of the capacity. While Gazprom cited turbine maintenance for the disruption, European Union officials cast the latest in a series of supply disruptions as politically motivated to move is a politically motivated move to link to the tensions between Brussels and the Kremlin over the war in Ukraine. Oh, well, thanks for listening on your drive home. Very much fun. It's fun to listen on the way there. LNG futures in Europe leaped as much as 10% on the news, while spot prices in North Asia soared to their highest point since March. Utilities in South Korea and Japan are reportedly anxious that Europe will hoard more gas as northern winter approaches and are moving quickly to secure as many cargoes as possible. The direct impact of Nord Stream cuts will be intensified competition for very limited LNG cargoes, Kaushal Ramesh, a Singapore-based gas analyst at Rystad Energy, told Al Jazeera.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
I hear you. I hear you. We expect Asian buyers who can afford it, mainly Japan and Taiwan, to compete with Europe. Physical transactions in Asia are already topping 47 MMBTU, metric million British thermal units, and yet we're nowhere near winter. Although significant regional variation in prices existed in the past, the market has increasingly globalized. Asia's prices now closely track those in Europe, while the United States enjoys a significant discount as the world's largest producer of the commodity and widely forecast to further its lead going forward. Hey, Raleigh, welcome, welcome. So yeah, it's very scary and troubling kind of thing. It's globalizing the price. Something that's a surprise to me, I guess maybe not a surprise to anybody not in the United States, but the U.S. has subsidies on a lot of stuff that I just didn't realize or didn't know, but gasoline prices are neat, LNG prices are neat, Com's having a lot of fun. If you're in Kentucky and you need help in Perry, Knott, Lector, Leslie, or Breathitt counties, you can call 606-435-6069, according to AGK. All right. So, as the man said,
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
So, that's what we got to do, what we got to do. You know, you got to listen to the boss. Speaking of the boss, maybe I'm spelling his name wrong. Oh, I must not have. I have some Bon Jovi records, but I do not have. unfortunately, I do not have the them loaded in. So, instead, we're going to hear a different kind of song. We're going to hear the Beatles and a song called You Can't Do That.
I got something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, I'm going to let you down. I tell you one more time, I think it's just this. I think I let you down.
Let you down.
I leave you flat.
Gonna let you down and leave you flat.
Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that. Everybody's green. Cause I'm the one who won your love. But if they
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. And SDF's powered by you. So thank you so much for being here and hanging out, listening to the show. I forgot to mention, while I was at the Hackers of On Planet Earth conference, I got to meet DJ Leon G and DJ Roll Time. It was very cool and super neat, so I'm glad to have got to meet them. You should check out their shows, check out the schedule on anonradio.net. And that also is the cue to remember, if you're listening to Anon Radio now, you might as well be listening at 1930, because at 1930 UTC every damn day, every GD, every goddamn day, is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a fantastic fun time where proper Chinese tea is drink, not this bastardization, I guess, whatever it is, this Black Forest dark tea. But now that it's cooled off some, it's very interesting because it's not quite tea. It tastes, there's tea in there, but there's something else going on. Kind of like when you, oh, that's what it is. Have you ever eaten watery oatmeal? Like, yeah, it's like watery oatmeal. There's some kind of, maybe there's oats in it? Yeah, there's something like that. Thanks. All right. Well, let's jump into, there's a bunch of news going on in the world, as always, and I'm interested in a lot of it, but I'm just going to give you a few highlights, because we've only got about 10 minutes to go, and there's one story that's a little longer that I wanted to go through. So, here we go. In Ethiopia, Lavrov is meeting with global leaders in Addis Ababa and attacks global reliance on the U.S. dollar. Russia's foreign minister on Wednesday criticized the reliance of the global economy on the U.S. dollar. Speaking during a visit to Ethiopia, Sergey Lavrov said the reliance on the American currency in supporting the world economy was not very promising, and claimed countries were shifting to using alternative currencies more and more. This process will be gaining momentum, Russia's top diplomat said during a press conference. Lavrov also said the globe was living through an important historical period, and people would have to choose what type of world they wanted to live in. Of course, if we then jump over to France, Macron has denounced the hypocrisy in African nations. French President Emmanuel Macron on Tuesday denounced the hypocrisy expressed notably on the African continent, for not clearly recognizing Russia's unilateral aggression towards Ukraine as the European Union does. Macron described the global food crisis as one of Russia's weapons of war during a visit to Cameroon on Tuesday, dismissing suggestions Western sanctions were to blame. Cameroon, like many developing countries, is grappling with sharp increases in prices for oil, fertilizers, and foodstuffs. Severe fuel shortages hit the capital of Yaoundé last week, leading to long queues at petrol stations. French President Emmanuel Macron on Tuesday declared his country would support Africa's need for security as he began a three-country tour marked by France's military revamp and the jihadist Torrent Sahel region. That's going on there. We don't have enough time. I want to talk more about it, but basically that's what's going on. And if you, one of the big weapons that the United States and the West basically wields is that because all of the banking, a lot of the reserve currencies are U.S. dollar, you end up with the United States having this ability to exert control and impose sanctions kind of unilaterally. Because if we say you're on the no-no list, then U.S. dollars don't flow. And if your dollars aren't moving, you don't have a way to do international business. Hey, Fade, welcome, welcome. Smoky Russian tea. That sounds interesting. All right, what else is happening? Well, Russia and Ukraine are pointing fingers at each other over whether or not they're the ones that launched the missiles that killed about 40 people, 40 people in a POW camp. There are also news here. Let's see. The Ukrainian Prosecutor's General Office opened a pretrial investigation into an attack that killed 40 Ukrainian prisoners of war. So both sides are pointing fingers, so we're not sure yet. Flour docked in Lebanon, not stolen from Ukraine. And Egypt to consider sending agricultural inspectors to Ukrainian reports to Ukrainian ports. Utsoho has access to the missiles. They launched them. There's a lot going on in Ukraine right now. But the big thing was there was a POW camp that was blown up. There's also concern because the drones that Russia is obtaining, or the drones that are being used in the fight, in this war, contain U.S. technology that isn't licensed to anyone. So there's questions about how that technology got there. Next one has a good point. Just imagine the Court of Justice during a war. Creativity rules. Yeah, and that's kind of what, that's why I'm kind of trying not to talk about it too much. You can't, a country at war, during wartime, can't really objectively analyze its stuff. AGK has a cool point, I want to mention it. The BRICS nations, B-R-I-C-S, Bravo, Romeo, India, Charlie, Sierra, nations are developing an alternative interbank clearance system to the U.S.-controlled SWIFT system and trying to move reserves around the world into a basket of currencies and commodities instead of USD and euros. That would be very cool, AGK. Thank you for sharing that. I think that's what a lot of people hoped cryptocurrency would be, is this kind of stateless way for people to easily move money around. Anyway, Macron and Saudi Crown Prince pledged to ease effects of the Ukraine war. French President Emmanuel Macron and Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman agreed to ease the effects of the war in Ukraine during the talks in Paris. And BRICS is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. See you, Cyclax. I hope you're able to still listen, even if you're not in comm. The Elysee, I'm going to say it wrong. Sorry, it's been too long since I read it. French President Emmanuel Macron and the Prince agreed to work to ease the effects of the war. So we'll see what that means. And Samuel Alito, top U.S. judge, mocks world leaders over abortion ruling. A conservative member of the U.S. Supreme Court has mocked world leaders who criticized last month's ruling. He wrote the ruling, dismissed criticism from a host of prominent figures, including Boris Johnson. He joked that Mr. Johnson, who leaves office in September, had paid the price for arguing against the verdict. I don't think that's why he's leaving office. Anyway, Mr. Alito is a devout Catholic. I don't know. Why do we say devout Catholic or devout Christian? What is religious fanatic taken? I feel like we're giving deference to Christianity here. Speaking at a conference in Rome, I had the honor of, and we won't quote him. We'll just say good luck. There's a deep fake of President Biden that went viral and caused a whole bunch of confusion, and surprisingly, a lot of people refuse to believe that it's not real. False claims of deep fake President Biden go viral. People are falsely claiming a video of U.S. Joe Biden posted by the Democratic Party is a deep fake. Oh. So, apparently there's debate here. Belgium is well placed to take full control over the Society for Worldwide Interbank Finance and Financial Telecommunication. Oh, that's cool. All right, sorry. I'm spacing out. I'm hungry. I'm excited for the Dubious Goals Committee. And Calm is bumping. It's so fun. Anyway, social medias have claimed the video has been altered to superimpose the face on an actor's body using AI. In the 17-second clip, Biden speaks about the January 6th riot, which saw protesters storm the Capitol. It's like chocolatey oatmeal, almost. Tea oatmeal. The video was published on the Democrats' official Twitter account on Wednesday and quickly became a part of a wider conspiracy theory. Posts doubting the legitimacy of the video have been shared thousands of times, including by prominent pundits. So how do we know it's not fake? Apparently this is, he looks so weird. The video that they're showing, he totally looks bogus. Anyway, I'll leave it to you to figure out. We've only got about 3 minutes and I got to read at least the headlines. A pro-Israel group pours millions of dollars into a primary to defeat a Jewish candidate. AIPAC says Democrat Andy Levin, a self-described Zionist, is insufficiently pro-Israel, alarming some because much of the money comes from wealthy Trump donors. The forthright Detroit congressman and former trade union leader has built a political rear in confronting big oil, the gun industry, and anti-abortion campaigners. But as a scion of a distinguished Jewish political dynasty, a committed Zionist, and the former president of a synagogue, Levin has been stung by the largest pro-Israel lobby group's campaign to paint him as an enemy of the Jewish state because he spoke up for the Palestinians. And I guess we're going to run out of time, so I'll just tell you the headlines or the extra pieces I wanted to. In Brazil, Brazilian squatters are fighting for housing rights. Many low-income people have taken over Sao Paulo's vacant buildings to avoid living on the streets. It's a longer piece on Al Jazeera. It's definitely worth reading if you have the time. And what about my life? West Virginia girl, 12, speaks out against anti-abortion bill. An impassioned plea from a 12-year-old girl has gone viral after she spoke to West Virginia Republican lawmakers during a public hearing for an abortion bill that would prohibit the procedure in nearly all cases. On Wednesday, Addison Gardner of Buffalo Middle School was among several people who spoke out against a bill that would not only ban abortion in most cases, but also allow for physicians who perform abortions to be prosecuted. Addressing the West Virginia House of Delegates, Gardner, among the about 90 other speakers, was given 45 seconds. Wow, 45 seconds to plead her case. My education is important to me, and I plan on doing great things in life. If a man decides that I'm an object and does unspeakable and tragic things to me, am I, a child, supposed to carry and birth another child? She wanted to add, am I to put my body through the physical trauma of pregnancy? Well, that's all the time we got. Pro-choice all the way. Okay, see you on Monday.
That sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow. And every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.